Governor Paula Page is proposing the state give state law enforcement agents a raise as a way to attract and keep new recruits. That includes Maine State Police and Marine Patrol. Next on Maine Things Considered, we'll look at that story. The proposed pay hikes will come in the form of a bill before the legislature this session. Mal Leary has the details.
LePage says that there are about 70 job vacancies within the various state law enforcement agencies, including the Maine State Police. The shortage is being caused in part, he says, by the creation of special units that pull troopers from their traditional patrol and enforcement duties.
The legislature is constantly putting in these special squads, and they're pulling more state troopers out of the playing field. And right now, we're 40 state troopers short, so we got to fill that.
LePage says pay is also a major issue. He says the state is having a problem competing for candidates because many local police and sheriff's departments in parts of the state are offering higher salaries. Colonel Robert Williams, chief of the Maine State Police, says the pay difference can be dramatic.
There are parts of the state where starting pay for police officers is sometimes $4 to $5 more than starting pay for troopers.
The starting salary for a trooper is about $15 an hour.
There are a number of places where top pay for troopers and officers sometimes is a difference of $10,000 to $12,000.
The average yearly salary for a trooper is about $61,000 a year. Top base salary is about $72,000 a year. But Williams says some local police departments and sheriff's offices are paying significantly more. He acknowledges that the state has a good retirement program, but so do most law enforcement agencies in the state. And he says a benefit that can't be realized for 25 years is not the selling point that it once was.
Today, people look at the bottom line. The bottom line is, how much money do I have in my hand? They aren't interested in, what am I going to get 25 years from now when I retire? They're young. They want immediate gratification, and that is cash in their hand.
And Williams says local agencies have more flexibility in their pay structure, offering stipends that bolster pay for such things as achieving higher certification from the Criminal Justice Academy or for earning an advanced degree. The need to increase pay for state law enforcement has bipartisan support in Augusta. Senator Jim Hamper, a Republican from Oxford, says it's a similar situation the state faced when trying to recruit correctional officers last year.
In speaking with people from DOC, by bumping the pay raise or bumping the pay rates there, they've been able to fill not all the positions, but they've certainly reduced the amount of empty positions.
And longtime Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee member Stan Grzowski, a Democratic senator from Brunswick, says there is support for addressing the salary issue and the officer shortage.
I think we'd like to see those positions filled. That's what we've been asking for on the committee. That's what we've been asking for in the legislature, for them to fill those positions. We need the officers on the ground.
The governor says his proposal will use the savings from the current unfilled positions and those expected from retirements in the months ahead to fund the pay hikes and fill some of the vacancies. He says he's committing to funding the higher salaries going forward in the two-year state budget that he will submit next year. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.